Hello, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of Collegeville Conversation. I'm your host, Jason Phelan. Now, the Philadelphia Eagles offseason is about to get underway, but there's still some things to discuss about it. So we'll be discussing it right here on the CC. Here we go. All right, so to kick things off, we're going to be discussing the real elephant in the room in the Eagles offseason, at least one of them, at least. The potential retirement of legendary center Jason Kelce. Now, before I voice whether I think he's going to retire or not, all I'm going to say is, of course, the past few years I thought he was going to retire, at least for the last 2 years. I thought he was going to retire before the season, but he's always got one more left in him. As I remember one offseason, Howie Roseman even bought him a keg to convince him to come back, which is a pretty funny story. But it's just he's still at the top of his game this past year. He was still at the top of his game and the best center in the league for best center in the league at almost the age of 37. He's now currently the age of 36. And, you know, in the NFL, it's a very, very short life. Not many players play that long to that age. I'd say the average lifespan of a player's career in that league is about 2 years. So it's a very remarkable career that he's had so far, if he does decide to hang it up. But he's had a legendary career. If we take a look back at it, Super Bowl champion for the Eagles, obviously made one of the most legendary speeches of all time, I would say, when he made the speech at the Art Museum in the Mummers outfit. 6'7" time Pro Bowler, a bunch of All Pros. Kelce is just one of, if not the greatest center in NFL history, and losing him would be a tough blow to the Eagles O-line. And obviously he's not the only Eagle that is on the question for, the only legendary Eagle, I should say, that's on the question for retiring or leaving altogether. Brandon Graham and Fletcher Cox on the D-line. Obviously Fletcher Cox has been a multi-time Pro Bowl D-tackle for the Eagles. Brandon Graham is credited with having a top three play in Philadelphia sports history, maybe even in Philadelphia sports history, yes. Definitely top three in Philadelphia Eagles history when he strip-sacked Tom Brady in Super Bowl 52. But going back to Jason Kelce, we'll come back to those two in a little bit. Kelce, now for my answer, I think that this will be it for him. He definitely, if you go back to the last game against the Buccaneers in the wild card round, that's a terrible way for him to go out, but you could definitely see in his eyes he was crying a little bit. It definitely made it seem like it was his last game, and then, you know, the early reports came out that he was retiring, but himself and his brother Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs came out and said that he still hasn't made his decision yet. But just recently on a podcast with Shaq, Shaq gave him a little bit of advice saying, you know, go enjoy your family, go enjoy your life. Don't do some of the things that I did with playing too long. And Kelce seemed to really be listening to that. So in terms of whether I think he's going to retire, unfortunately, I think that this is going to be it for him. During the Super Bowl this past year, in Super Bowl 58, he definitely seemed like he was enjoying himself there. Obviously, he would. Anybody would really enjoy themselves at the Super Bowl, especially if the team that you want to win is winning, of course. But I definitely think that this is going to be it for him. He's not going to be back next year. He's had a legendary Hall of Fame, first ballot Hall of Fame career, and the city of Philadelphia and the NFL as a whole We'll miss him. Now on to the coaching staff. Whole coaching staff, except for Sirianni, just about fired. And I love it. Love it. Much needed. Brian Johnson out as offensive coordinator. Kellen Moore in as offensive coordinator. Matt Patricia and Sean Desai out as defensive coordinators. Vic Fangio in as defensive coordinator. Now, I really do love these hires because they do have a great, little bit of a good history of being that great at their jobs. Kellen Moore, he has had some great high-powered offenses with, as much as I hate to say it, the Dallas Cowboys. And Vic Fangio has been an experienced defensive coordinator for a little under 25 years. And that's kind of that's what we need. That's what we need with this team. That's what this team was lacking. Obviously, with Brian Johnson's play calling, it's still yet to be seen if it was Brian Johnson or if it was Nick Sirianni. But if it is Brian Johnson, as you know, his play calling was completely unoriginal, completely predictable. Christian McCaffrey on a broadcast could predict every single play in the Eagles playbook before they even called it. Now, that itself is an issue. No more calling QB draws on 3rd and 24. Third and 21, actually. What difference does that make, really? 3 yards, hopefully. Hopefully we get some more creative play calling, much like we're just now seeing just how big of a loss that Shane Steichen actually was. He was really creative as a play caller with his offense. And Jonathan Gannon, though he did cost us a big game, he cost us a Super Bowl, didn't readjust in that Super Bowl. The defense was completely amazing under him. They had 70 sacks under him. The D-line was monstrous. The secondary was great. We had a great Eagles secondary for the first time in forever. Still had no linebackers, just about. But that just shows the difference that good and great coordinators have. I think Kellen Moore and Vic Fangio have potential to get this Eagles team back to where it needs to be. Back to where it was in 2022. And I'm excited to see what they can do. And I hope that they will do great things for us. Speaking of defensive coordinators, we're going to talk about the defense as a whole. Defense took a significant step back this past season as compared to 2022 when they were absolutely amazing. To start off with the aging legends that we said that we would come back to, Brandon Graham and Fletcher Cox. Brandon Graham apparently does want one more season back in Philadelphia. He said he wants a farewell tour, even if he just rode the entire bench. My response is that we have to move on. One problem that we have here in Philly sports is that we get a little bit too sentimental with our athletes and hang on to them a little bit longer than they need to be. Now, if Graham stayed for another season and played with the Eagles, he would be entering his age 36 season. That's about the age Jason Kelce is right now. Kelce would be entering his age 37 season if he played another season. But back to the defense. I do not think that we should bring them back. I definitely think that it's time for Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis to take over the reins of the defense. Jalen Carter, absolute stud, runner-up for Defensive Rookie of the Year. 6 sacks last year. He's going to build on that. He was already getting double, triple teamed in his rookie season. We knew he was going to be a monster when we drafted him. Thank goodness he fell to us. I still don't know how he did fall to us. We got just about the best player in the draft. Well, one of them. Best defensive player in the draft. You still got a draft full of CJ Stroud. Right? But Fletcher Cox, too. Been great. Five, six-time Pro Bowler. Potential Hall of Famer? I don't know. Doesn't have 100 sacks. But potential Hall of Famer. Maybe a couple of ballots. Maybe it'll take a weak ballot for him to get on. But he'd be entering his age 33, 34 season if he came back for another season. But I do not think that we should bring those guys back. I think that they have definitely ran their course here in Philadelphia. And it's just, we thank them for all that they've done, if this is it for them. And just like that, they are legends. They are definitely Eagles Hall of Famers and whatnot. Going into the secondary, James Bradbury, cut him. Cut him. He was really good in 2022, but then again, that was 2022. He definitely took a step back in this past season. I think that it is time for this defense to get younger. That's the thing. We have to get younger. This offense that we have, is too good. Too good to not have a great defense along with it. With Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, and of course the O-line of Landon Dickerson, Lane Johnson, potentially Jason Kelce if he comes back. We have got to get this defense younger. And if N'Kobe Dean can come back from his injury and be a great, productive, not even, we don't even need him to be like an all-pro player. We need him to be at least decent. Because linebacker is a position that the Eagles have neglected to address in these recent years. In a very long time, as a matter of fact. Zach Cunningham. He was pretty good. Nicholas Morrow. Cut him. He is an unrestricted free agent, but he will be gone. We should not bring him back. I do not think that he was that great. Obviously, the anchors of this defense going forward will be Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, and Darius Slay has still got some little bit of good years left in him. He's still got a little bit of juice left in him, and he will be good. But the bottom line, get this defense younger and draft some young studs and we will be good. Absolutely. Next topic to talk about is Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts will be just fine. People are saying that he regressed. I don't really think that he did. I think that he said that Jalen Hurts himself said that he and Brian Johnson didn't really see eye to eye throughout the season. And that was really, really plain to see. Anybody could have seen that. Hurts at some times would even, so I've heard, he would even shake off Brian Johnson's play calls and call his own plays at the line. Okay. But overall, I think 2024, Jalen Hurts is going to return to MVP form. He was the MVP frontrunner this past season until the Eagles had their unfortunate collapse. But I think that with our new coordinators and our rejuvenated team, we're going to reload and he's going to be just fine. Now, finally, last thing I want to talk about is the upcoming NFL draft and how the Eagles should approach it. If it were up to me, my approach would be spend majority, if not all the draft on defense. The Eagles in the first round have the 22nd overall pick. I say if he's there, go for cornerback Kool-Aid McKinstry out of Alabama. We need, like I said before, we need to get this defense younger. We need to reload. As for the wide receiver three needs, I think that they'll probably go out and get somebody in free agency, somebody a little bit cheaper. But if not, I think that we will definitely draft somebody. And I think that we're, from reports that I've heard, the Eagles are going to use assets, whether it's from trade, free agency, or draft, to go get a linebacker. I've been hearing rumblings of Patrick Queen. That's the name that's come up with me, Patrick Queen of the Baltimore Ravens, who is a pretty solid linebacker. But as for the whole entire NFL draft, that's my bottom line. Spend most, if not all of it, on defense, because that's the major need right there. My wish list at the top, Kool-Aid McKinstry of Alabama. Thanks for listening to this episode of Collegeville Conversation. We'll see you next week.